We explained the basic sea, and we explained it, we discussed it in Suke. We discussed it in Suke 2. What Teisa says, so we mentioned the machlokes, the Rambam and Teisa's, as to whether Kabbalah's mitzvahs is makir mitzvahs or not makir mitzvahs. So Teisa sheikis that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is makir mitzvahs. Without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's null gear, the gimus is null void, and according to Teisa's, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more humble than the Nutrile, because the Nutrile is makir mitzvahs, but best translation is not makir mitzvahs. So give Mila Mitzvile is more humble than Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because Mila Mitzvile is lacking in Eros, even Shleisho is lacking in Mila Mitzvile. If there was still a Shleisho in Shleisho, so it's not a Gea, according to Rambam. Mashiach in Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to Rambam, is not lacking all together. But the Rambam was discussing Shleime, how is it possible that Shleime and Mary was married? So he says, I'm yellow guy called that Shleime and Mary has been shot. But the reason is why the Pasuk says that he was missing Moshe Nochriyo, because Basparei remained in Venezuela resort. So in other words, so that's why Hello Makosu Kirunoso Isho begins. So the question arose, was the gables of Basparei gables? So then why all of that also through a loss of Russian in the Yusuf. And if it's not the rules, so how does it answer the question? He says, I'll yell out that it's inconceivable. But it is conceivable, that's a fact. So we say that according to the Rambam, I mean, that's true according to everybody. There are two kinds of alohas in Deus. There are certain items in Deus that affect Deus. You live. And then there is something else, like a voice calling is manabais. It does not affect Deus. Because even this manabais, if you care was this guy, he was still a Jew. But he was also what they call. So in other words, so a voice called is my bias is something that is incumbent upon the gap, but it's not a thing that affects us. Mila Tvila affects us. Now the Mishua says that Tvila by itself is enough, even by man. But the Mishua believed that Mila is incumbent upon the gap. Now Pableza says that Mila itself is enough without him. But the person who made it, Tvile is something that is obligatory upon Gea. So the answer is according to Rabbezea, Tvile is like a worse home with my wife. It is something that the Gea has to do. But it's not magic related. He has vicious, he's holding without it. So in other words, so the more increases says, that this, that his man abides, Gael was this guy who didn't really call him. He was the Gael of Lagov, except he was also Nisolasiswan. So the same thing would be true about Philae according to the Blessed. So he is again, with Miller alone, but if he wasn't taken, he's also a really call. So according to Rambam, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is analogous to a verse called with man abides. It's not magic deals, but this is something that Igyar has to do, he has to be called. Igyar is Mechuyev to become a Masses. And if he doesn't do what he is obligated to do as Igyar, not as a Jew. As a Jew, he's Mechuyev to do all the Kalamitzes. But as Igyar, he is Mechuyev to become a Masses. To become a Masses. So Mele, if he doesn't do that which is obligatory for Igyar, so it's Mechuyev to release of Asis Hoyer. Milobe, Lovely call. So he says, now we explain. So that was the Abeira of Shlomo. Shlomo was the guy of his father. And it was a Geos as good and even better than most of the Geos that take place today, I mean, by Abba's father. So, but she remained in Venice on his own. So, melee encounter, Rambam, she was still in Asi Swell, but she was also loving Kol. Shlomo was not allowed to marry her until she had become a mitzvah. That was his avodah, Shlomo. So, it doesn't mean that Shlomo really married Goye, Chas v'Shalom, but he had an avodah. Now, this is, so, we say, Shati Tetzes, Rabbi Kusi. So, the man will not give anything because somebody shouldn't be fired down. Because if they had become Shemini Mitzvahs ultimately in their lifetime, so then the Yehus would be no Yehus according to everybody. But the reason is why many times we say Kusi did anything, because at the end, they gave up their Amazon. The first Kusi. So Mele, Mandola, who says Kusi Gere Ahoyesi, says, at the very beginning they did not give up Abu Zorah. So the Geus was no Geus. And Mandola, who says Kusi Gere, is saying, since the Geus resulted in a commitment, ultimately, so it's retroactively determined that they walk in. That they walk in. We walk in. Now, So that is the machlekes. That is the machlekes between the Tanoim according to Jesus. So it's possible that according to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says Kusigira Hoyesei, so he holds that since the Yehus was no Yehus. Mashiach Mandoma who says Kusigira Hoyesei, and Rashi is Chelikam Jesus. Jesus says that when you say this guy will come there, Rashi holds no, even if you say when this guy will come there. But according to Rashi, there's the Machlekes between the Tanoim was a Kusigira Hoyesei or Kusigira Hoyesei. In other words, the same Machlekes that is between the Rambam and Jesus. According to the Rambam, so without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he's also a guy. But he's also a Lomikot. According to Jesus, without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the Deus is moving boy. He's not a guy. So it's possible that according to Rashi, that's the Machlekes between Mandoma who says Kusigira Hoyesei and Mandoma who says Kusigira Hoyesei. The Magoma, who says Kusigiyah only saying holds that without Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not in Deus, and without Kabbalah's mitzvahs there is no Deus, so they are going good. The Magoma, who says Kusigiyah only saying, so he holds, as the Rambam says, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Yakim, it's only Yakim in the Babylonian Kol. So the Melee, when Rashi says here, Abu Kusi, he says, Rudomali Kusi. They get away, because the fact is that they want real dairy, genuine dairy. They were only misguided because in order to ward off the ways, and they want to become mitzvahs. So the melee, they don't get more. So give them a say. In other words, they are dairy, but getting more they are not. In other words, they're not muta what we call. So even according to Mandoma, the Kusin Kirayam is saying, on account of the fact that there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so they are muked in love and recall until they become in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So anyway, since it's just not the beginning of a Ger Gomo in regard to love and recall, so the Meile means Rav Gonon, he cannot be in Rav-Gonon. This is what Rashi says. With Rav Gonon, he cannot be in Rav-Gonon. All right. Anyway, So we see from this thesis that how those thesis explain the Mishnah. Hagovim ha'akum b'chotzer, on the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, Harizei Yisrael. Harizei Yisrael, not like the Rambam, Harizei Yisrael. And Eruv is not effective, but Bitul Mishus is effective. But only Sechira Smokim is effective, even Bitul Mishus is not effective. Why? Because there is a Dinam Nakum. So the Tanakhama says that the Kusi, has it been a kusi who is not made a melee? So has it been a lacquer? Has it been a lacquer? So it cannot be the part of the shoes. The indication being that prior to Takon Barah Rabase, they couldn't be Vatel Jews. But if we say that's the Pshat, that Mishen Yemek Meir Vali Zeis here, and we cannot be Vatel Jews. You see, according to the Rambam Pshat, there is no Kashi, it's a special Aloche, that the Rebbe is not affecting Eruvi Chatzeres, is not affecting, we can be someone who is not by there. It has nothing to do with being Kapil Chokov or not Kapil. So true, a kusi and its tuki are not capital of law because they are in Chinese laws. But Erev is not affected with the capital because they are not bringing Erev. There's the Rambam of Pshat. But the Tesef Pshat is not like that. The Tesef Pshat is, Oyin Mishayim Erev Erev Ariz Eliseya. It means that the only way to be Mati Erev is still smoking. But people with shoes cannot be Mati. Cannot be Mati. So you can buy more Chavish Chavam on a basis shows to the Chavim for life to see the shoes. But you can't have a lot of the Chavim. And when you say that, the Lord of Amir, Kusin Ame Yer Kim Chavi, would not have to say Yer Kim Chavi, but in Kusin, the Yer Emes, for your schooling, the Yer Emes, Ki Rav Gamliya. So not as Rashi explains, Rav Gamliya in a Tzduke Ere Yer Kim Chavi, but Kusin is Yer Kim Chavi. No, this says, Rav Gamliya in a Tzduke Ere Yer Kim Chavi. And the Chavim could say Ere Yer Kim Chavi. He can be one of the Jews. True is an Apikeres, he's capable of the Tesh Balpe, Kusi Makefli, and Tzuki Makefli, but they are the Jewish ones. So, Rav Gamliya says, they do not have a din of Imumer, of Kachi Chodro. Or you should have run with a Kusi Namim Chodro. Would not be getting Chodro, but in the Kusi Mikir Emesim. For you saw them Mikir Emesim. Gamliya Chosu, Rabban Rabasi, Chodro Mui. Abba Gav Rabir, in the Posak, the Rebbez of Yaakov, the Rebbez of Yaakov, the Rebbez of Yaakov, the Rebbez of Yaakov, the And here it seems that only after the date of Takoneh of Havamun Rabasi could be Mivat Peshus. But prior, he could be Mivat Peshus. He's Rabbi Yechon on the Politik, and they say, Elo Bameh Shetor Shei Shnei Yisrael Yisrael Zal Zeh. Mashiach can return to the Aloch and mention by Tanikame that Kusi Asarets and only Yisrael Peshus is effective in regard to the deity of the Tanikame, Rabbi Yechonen doesn't pass through like the Tanikame. And Rabbi Yechonen passes like Rav Gamliya. So in other words, so what does it mean? So Tesis is saying that there is a machlekes between Tanikame and Rav Gamliya, whether the Kusi or the Tzuki, and the Kodi takes in the same thing, because Kusi didn't believe in Tersh Balpe, Tzuki didn't believe in Tersh Balpe. The only activity is in regard to Tzuki. In regard to Kusim, so there is Takone, like Abam and Rabase, that they should have a din of Yaakov, Mur. But in so far as Tuki is concerned, there is no Takone. So maybe there is a Machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Gamliya as to whether it's Tuki has a din of Yaakov, or it's Tuki does not have a din of Yaakov. So Rav Gamliya says, it's Tuki does not have a din of Yaakov. But why should he have a din of Yaakov at all? Michal Shabbat Paresye has a din of Yaakov. He cannot be in Machlekes. Now, it's Tuki, it's a king of Tersh Rope. The answer is because it's a Timchevision. And Kusi also, according to Rav Gamliya, prior to the Takon of Rav Amram Rabasi, so did not begin of the Nakum, even though they were king of Tersh Rope, because they are Timchevision. Now, and the Tarekame says that it's Tuki, a Kusi, and it's Tuki. Having been of Nakum, they cannot be of Nakum. Why? Because they are killed from the Tersh Balpe. So that means according to the Kame, if someone is a king of the Tersh Balpe, even though he's a king of Shemishbo, he still has a king of Emunah, and he's Yaakov Chulov. But the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Gamliya. The Rambam Paskin is like Rav Gamliya. But the Rosh in Erev, Velt Ador, mentions that Rav Gamliya Brutenberg is very Paskin like the Kame. Not like Rav Gamliya. So that means that it's not just a Shudova Poshet. that if someone is a teacher of the Rosh Baalpeh, when who is an ethnician Ishbal, so he goes back to the Din of the Nima. That's the Rambam Shem, because the Rambam passed is like Hamdamiya, like Hamdamiya and Rutinbeya, and the Balamoya in Eberim, they passed like Tanakami, that it's 2 years in the Din of an Akhir. So, according to the Sakhir Balamoya and Abimir Mahutina, that it's too key, even though he's a Chinese, but still has a meaning of Yahu Hubo, even though he doesn't tell Hashem Moshe, because he's an Orus, but just as the Tabi Al-Mizor, so he didn't make any Chinese, but he didn't have his own, has a meaning of Abimir and Yahu Hubo. So, Abimir is also, even though he's not a Moshe, because he's an Orus, is what Ravonchin is anonymous, and it's Mechuyov and Achim saying, and that everybody will be there. But a din of Munar yes, a din of Munar yes, and he cannot be what Mishu. So that means that Shchita is Tuki. So if Shchunov passed means that if Achim and Reini is on, so she was in Shevo, why would Shchunov pass means in the Chesira? Also like Rambamia, according to Rambamia, according to Balamoria, in the Eretz, who passed like Tanikame, so Shchita Stuki would be Asuro, even if he is going to Zengel Kapo. Lachim Reyes. Bye-bye. For you.
December 31st, Bli Ayin Hora. Kaf Dalad Tishma.
January 2nd, 1981.
But the last halacha that is mentioned in this Gemara is that the Mei Rabbam and Rabbase, so the Chachomim were gazing, and the Kusim that they should have a din of Kaf. Now, the question is, there seems to be a machlokes Rashanim on that question. What does it mean? I mean the Chachomim or Gezer Ali and Li is Gak. Now we have a loche that in Mumel with Chlater Kulen, Chalshabi Faresio, Mumel Abdizore, has a din of Gak and Chodok. It doesn't mean that he is a Goy, the Gushis Israel is not Poka, even if he's a Mishumet Mamesh, the Gushis Israel is not Poka. So he's still Yisroel Avon Pishachot Yisroel. He has the Psulim of an Akum. The Psulim of an Akum. In other words, an akum cannot affect a heter shchit. When an akum sheretz, so he does not affect a heter achila. So, halachi is imumul chaterekule. Anyone who has a din of imumul chaterekule, like imumul abdizore, or imumul chalshav faresie, so also cannot, with his shchite, he cannot affect a heter achila. Or let's say there is bimokim shepasis oil motzu. So there is a loch that pass atom is osa. The mokim she passes soil motzu. So the loch is the pass of imumel chalat rekule is also osa. The mokim she passes soil motzu. Or ligabe stam yeinom. It's not such a dover poshut, I mean ligabe stam yeinom. But ligabe, many rishayim say that as an enochi aser is yayin imagoye, even the yayin Yisroel yaser is imagoye, he just handles it, so he moves it, so a numer lechal shabi fares he also has imagoye. The Rashba says so. It's not such a portion. It seems that there is a machlekes reshaini, according to some reshaini. So in Mumer, let's say Machalshab Faresye is Yayin Zoser. But if he touches Yayin of Yisroel, he doesn't ask on Magoy. He doesn't ask on Magoy. Because there is a Machlekes Rishenim as to whether a Nochri Egyotesho was in Kabuzai Mitzvah in Neach. So of course, the Yayin of Egyotesho is Osa. The Yayin of Egyotesho is Osa. Why? Because we shouldn't say it. So the Chachomim Aser, we shouldn't say it, the Yain of Yateshov. Even though by Yateshov it's Lachayach, the Choshev Nisuch is Lachayach. but we should say him. So the yayin of the Gatesha of Isosa. How about the yayin of Israel that the Gatesha was Negea? Was Negea. So, is that also Osa or not? So there is a machlekes reshelim on that. There is a machlekes reshelim on that. Now, the shite of the... there is a machlekes reshelim. The shite of the Rashbo is that that even the yayin of the Yisroel, that the Gertesha, Gomor was mikabut by Mitzvah Nenea, touch is Osa. And the Asam reshelim say, you know, the yayin of the Gertesha is Osa. But that's only if the yayin belongs to the Gatesha. So then we should say it. Masha'in kei, if the yayin is yayin of Israel, but the Gatesha touched it, so if Nakum touched it, so then we should say that in Yisur. So the Chachomim asked it. But if the Gatesha touched it, so it's not us. So we mele, in the Chalshami Mifahes, you see, if Yisroel Mumer is in Mumalav in Yisore, so then of course, not only is the Yayin of the Mumalav in Yisore also, but even the Yayin, if a Mumalav in Yisore, Yisroel Mumalav in Yisore, will touch the Yayin of Yisroel Gomor, it will also be also. So it goes without saying, because in respect to a Yisroel Mumalav in Yisore, since he has the Psulim of an Akum, and by Nakum, if he's named Abizore, so according to all Gesheni, not only is Yayin is Osa, but he answers Yayin is Ol Magoye because of the Xeira Mishum Nisim. You see, there are two timing as to why Stam Yayin is Osa. One is Mishum Nisim, the other time is because of Nisim. So by your attention, so the Xeira Mishum Nisim is not Chayach. But the Xeira Mishum Nisuch. But the Xeira Mishum Nisuch is Shayach. So if Yisroel is in Mumalav Nisuch, so of course, the Yayin, the Asers, Yayin Yisroel the Magoi. But Mashayin Ke, according to everyone, but suppose is another kind of a Mumal Hatarikule. A Mumal Chalshavi Faresye, so Mimele, he Asers, so his Yayin is Osa. Is Yayin Osa. And even though, I mean, why? Because we should say it. So as a matter of fact, I forgot to mention it. The Ran and the Gemore, that the Ran in Chum, and the Gemore in Chum, that Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemore discusses Rabbonon Saloche, that the Mumalav Rizore is Shchitose is Ksheiro. Shchitose is Ksheiro, and the Rai is from Achor and the Vadye. So the Gemore has the kashe. Maybe they didn't eat. Maybe they just drank. So the Gemore asks. But even if they drank, but Yayin of Nakum is also Stam Yayin. So the Gemore says that was a later Zeire. But in the time of Achor and Yehoshaphat, so the Stam Yayin was not Oser as yet. So from this Gemore it appears. From this Gemara it appears that the Yayin of the Mumer is Osa. Is Osa. And now, so the Ran has the Kashi. But why should the Yayin of the Mumer be Osa? True that the Mumer has the Psulim of an Akum. But the reason is why the Chachomim Aser, the Yayin of an Akum, is because Mishim Nisayim. So, the Iser of this Yisrapi doesn't apply to Yisrael Mumer. Let's say, somebody will marry a Michalal Eshash. And Israelis, of course it's not the proper thing, but the Yisrael of Lissishaten, he will not be able. When is one even the Yisrael of Lissishaten, if he intermarries, not if he marries a Yisrael Mumer. So the Yisrael of Lissishaten, he will not be able. He will not be able. So the question is, why should Stam Yayin be Osea? After all, it's based upon Chitun. So the Ran says, too, that the reason is why the Chachomim Aser Yayin of an Akum is because of Mishum Nisayim. And by Mumer, by Yisrael Mumer, the Tam doesn't apply. But since the Chachomim assert the Stam Yinom of Inochi, and the Mumer has the Psulim of Inochi, so the Mele, his Yain is also Oseh, even though the Tam as to why the Chachomim assert doesn't apply. Because once the Chachomim make a certain takone, then we are not at liberty to this, to say, well, this Xeira should only apply to this case, because here the Tam applies. Here the Tam doesn't apply. Once the, that is in the background of the takone. But once the Chachomim asserts Tam Yeinom, even though it's based upon a certain Tam, and, but in view of the fact that there is a Aloche, that Mumer has the Psulim of an Akum, so even, so the Melee, that Xeira applies to the Yain of Mumer also. The Ram points it out. So now, so in regard to Mumer Avrizore, there is no doubt that not only does he is easy at Moser, but he asks Yain Yisrael Magoi. How about Mumer Lechal Shabim Faresye? How about Mumer Lechal Shabim Faresye? Is also, of course, his Yain is Oser, but suppose a Mumer Lechal Shabim Faresye is Negea, in the Yain Yisrael, is it also not? So you'll hear from many, you'll say, because it's a Jewish Arash, the Jewish Arash says that the Mumer Chal Shabbat Faresye asks Yain Yisrael Magoi. But I think that it's the Rash Bereshitose, because the Rash Bereshite is that even a Gatesh of Gomor, who was Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah, Nineach, Bifnei Shleisho, who is a Gatesh of Gomor, so he also asks Yain Yisrael Magoi. So the Mele, Chal Shabbat Faresye, the Psulim of Anakum, of Enochi, so he asks Yain Magoi. Masha'im ki in the other Rishayim, Wachilik and the Rashbam. Wachilik and the Rashbam. And who say that the Gerteishov, so only his Yain is also. Because by vis-a-vis Gerteishov, so it's only the Gzeire, Mishim Liseyem. But, to ask a Yain, so that only, that applies to the Yain of the Gerteishov. But to ask a Yain Yisroel Magoi, that's not based upon Liseyem alone. But that is based also upon the chash of Nisum. So Mele, by Gateshov doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel Magoi. If Gateshov doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel Magoi, why should him Chal Shabbos B'Fachesye be worse than Gateshov? So vis-a-vis Yisroel Mumalab Nisore, so he is worse. Because the only reason as to why many Rishayim say that the Gerteishov only his Yain is Oseh, he doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel the Magoye, is because the Tam of Nisuch is not Shayach. But Yisroel Mumer Avrizoreh, so the Tam of Nisuch is Shayach, just as by an Akum Evid Avrizoreh. Masha'im Kim vis-a-vis Mechal Shabim Faresye, so he shouldn't pass as a Yain more than the Gerteishov. What is the Gerteishov? The Gerteishov is he's an ordinary Nochri, but he was Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah. So in other words, you'll hear from many people, as a double portion, that the Mechal Shabbat Faresi asks Yain Magoi, but it's not so. He's told in that Machlekes Rishayim. And according to the Rishayim, that the Gerteishov, so only his Yain is Oseh, but he doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel Magoi, so in Mechal Shabbat Faresi doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel Magoi either. And it's only his Yain is Oseh. I mean, a number of times I was major in regard to that. I mean, because many times it involves a very serious problem. Because, you know, there are a number of Nitor whose members of the family, are not Shimri Shabbos. So most of them, so they have a din of a Kinnik Shenishmo. So then even their Yain is also most of them. But sometimes you find a Ben Torah whose parents are not in Ikshenishma at all. I mean, whose parents, so even a Gerteishov doesn't ask a Yain Yisroel Magoye, is not in accordance with Aloche. So, in other words, so we can be made. But, so the question is this. I got off on a tangent. So, when the Chachomim were gazing on the Kusi, so that they should have a din of Nakum, so the Gemara says, if the Chachomim were Omar Amnachim Bayitzhok, the battle issues, the little issues. So, what kind of a takone was it? Maybe the takone only implied that Girkusin should have the psul of an akum. like Michal Shabri Paresi, like Imumel Amizor. It was between Chassid Sholem and the Kedushas Yisrael. The Kedushas Yisrael is Bokak, Chassid Sholem. Yisrael Aval Pishachoto Yisrael. Even if he'll shmad himself, he'll convert himself to another faith, this still the Kedushas Yisrael is not Bokak. So then, if he does Tshuve, so there are more passings that he has to have Tvile mit Rabbono. But not with Raisa, all he has to do is the Shimon Manish. Just to do Tshuve, that's all. So then he becomes a Tzad. Mit Rabbono he has to have Tvile. But then, mit Rabbono Tvile is only one who is in Shimon Manish. But someone who did not explicitly embrace another faith, so it just in Umalav Nizore, so it doesn't require Tvile even Rabbono. So maybe the Aloche of Gozo Alevi's Ka'akum is also that they have the psul of an Akum. That the Shriti is also, they cannot be brought to shoes, that their pass is also. I mean, all the dinim. But, so me, the Raisa, they have a din of a Kinek Shenishmo, even though they were Kefri, B'teiro Shebal Peh. But, it's a Rabbono, Chachomim or Gezerah, they have the psul of an Akum. But, they have the Vishas Yisrael. And they are chayim mitzvahs, like in Yisrael Mumer. Or here the takone was that they should have a din of an akum evenly cool. In other words, they don't even have to do mitzvahs. The Gushes Yisrael is not. So the mechaber at the beginning of Hilchas Ribis, the mechaber says, now there is a machlikes reshei as to whether in Mumer lahachis. A mumel hachis is a real mean. Or a mumel avitzor, who is also a mean, whether you are allowed to take ribis from him. Now, in respect to a mumel chal shabim faresye, so of course you are not allowed to take ribis from him. Because a mumel chal shabim faresye, so the merely says, in here yes, in avitzore, the merely says that we are mechuyomim lachis. Like in Yisroel Gom, even though he has a din of a mumel chater kule, and a mumel chater kule, but we are mechuyomim lachiyei say ki Yisroel Gom, because this aloche of a psul that someone who has a psul of an akum of a nochri, so he's not mafkiyahim from the mitzvah of lachiyei say. As a matter of fact, a nochri who is not even on Zayin mitzvah neyach, we are also mechuyim lachiyei say. So this aloche of mechalshav mefaresye that is ka'ak mechal dvoro only implies that he has the psulim of a nochri, but it's not mafkiyahim from the mitzvah of lachiyei say. The Miri says so. Now, of course, if someone is in an Ibn Abizore or Mumal Achis, so he's Mufke of Lachis, of the Mitzvah Lachis. So, the question is, there is a Machlikas Rashid. Rashi Shiki is that even in Mumal Achis, we are not Mechuyov in Lachis, he's not Mechuyov in Lachis, so, still, we're not allowed with Raisa to take ribis from him. But most Rishayim say that, and the Mechaber Paskins like most Rishayim, there are more Paskins like Rashi, but the Mechaber Paskins like most Rishayim say that in Isar of Ribis, since the Torah mentions in connection with Ribis, V'chei Yochich Imoch, Al Tikach Mitei Meshach V'Tarbis. So in other words, when is there an Isar of Ribis? Only in connection with someone where there is a chiyuv lachayse, but in mumal hachis, so we're not mechiyovim lachayse. In misanech vadishem esno, or is kamecho eskeito. So that has reference to in mumal hachis, to mean in moser. So the mele is the yiser of ribis doesn't apply to. And Rashi shiti is. That the Yisr of Ribis is not based upon the mitzvah of Lachese, even though the mitzvah of Lachese is mentioned in the same posit that the Yisr of Ribis is mentioned. So the Mechaber Paskins that the Mumalahachis, so there is, it's Muter, So it's mutar to take ribis from him. So the Mechaba says that kusim oyitne, since they were mikalkel maseyem, so mimele it's, we are not mechuyomim lachyesei, and it's mutar to take ribis from him. So we see that according to the Mechaba, so the whole halacha of Gozra Aleyem is ke'akum gmulim is only that they shall have a din of an akum, but not that the Kedushas Yisrael is spoken. Because if the Takone implying that even Nikule, the Kedushas Yisrael is spoken, why does the Mechaber have to mention, he mentions in Yerushalme, Yerushalme Avizore, that the Kusim were Mikalkil Maseyem, as a matter of fact, that Yerushalme mentions it before the Yerushalmi mentions it before the Takonah of Rav Amram Rabasi. So the Yerushalmi says that the early Kusim you were not allowed to take ribis from them. Mashein came, the other Kusim, so because you killed through Maseyev, so and the Warib the Amizore and so on, so you are allowed to take ribis from them. So take ribis from them. But if the Takone of Rav Amram Rabasi implied that the Kedushas Yisrael is spoken, so why do we have to resort? Because there is no Chiyuv Lachyesom, because Kilkul Maseyem, they became Ibn Abizore. Simply, even if not Kilkul Maseyem, they have a din of Goyim. So even if they, if not Kilkul Maseyem, even if they would be fine people, so there is no Issa of Ribis, because there is no Issa of Ribis even against Chassidim Meseilom, even against the Gatation, there is no Issa of Ribis. Because Al Tikach Viite Neshach Vitarabis. Vichei Ochicho Imoch, Al Tikach Viite Neshach Vitarabis. So the Gemara in the Neshach learns out from that you are allowed to take Ribis from the Gatation, even though we are Mechuyom Lachise, because the Torah says, Al Tikach Miite, Miite Nulem Migatesho. So we see from the Mechaber that this Takone of Gozo Aleim Nias Ka'akum Gmurim, only imply Lechumre that they have a Dino Menakum. They got me Shrit there, they got me Pito Rishus, but not Likur. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. Now, so the Shach, the first simon in Hilchas Ribis points it out that according to Mechaber, the Takone of Gozo Aleim Lias Ke'akum only implied that Lechumre they have it in the Akum, but not Lechumre. The Dushas Yisrael is not Waka. However, the Shach himself mentions the Perush HaMishneh of the Rambam in Maseches Nideh, from which it appears that this Takone of Gozo Aleim Lias Ke'akum does not imply that they have the same din as in Mumer, and Lechumre they have the Psulabak, but not Lekule. No, it implied that the even Lekule, the Dushas Yisroel is Pakalgam, they have to be treated like Goyim Mamish. That means, if a Kusi, I mean, that question arose in Israel, there were certain Kusi who wanted to become Jews, and the question was, do they have to go through regular Gaels, like a real Goy? Regular geus, millet, vile, kabbalas, mitzvahs, everything. Or he just has to do tshuva. That's all. He just has to do tshuva. So from the Rambam, in Perush HaMishneh it appears that the Takone was that the Kedusha even Likule, the Yeridin of Nochrim. The Kedusha Yisrael is spoken. Now the question is, how can the Chachamim be Makia and Kedusha Yisrael? Chachamim. They can be Eike, or Dobam, and Atei, or Bishem, or Taise, but because Vasei, they cannot be Eike. Kedushas Yisrael, certainly not. I mean, how can the Chachomim be Mavki and Kedushas Yisrael if Midraise they have Kedushas Yisrael? So that's a shy. But now, now there is a Mishnah we learned that in those who learn Nidin, Neiskusim. So there is a Mishnah, Neiskusim Nidis Marisos. When we learn Nidin, I discussed it. So this is Maris Osso. So that means that the kusis is mitami. If we say kusi, gire MSA, so then the kesem of the kusis is tomei, like the kesem of the Israelis, because the kesem of the nochris is not mitami. Even a nidigmure of a nochris is not mitami. Now, tumas nide only applies to Israelis, but not to a nochris. And the Mishnah says, no iskusim nidis marisoson. So he says, kvo bi'alu. So the Rambam says in Birosh HaMishnah, and the Mishnah da from Adalet, nide, kvo bi'alu pomim rabis, shekol ma shebo bin Mishnah, mahadinim amichodim, bibne iskusim, him Mishnah rishenu. The omnom hayeim azeh, he gave the Kehovim v'chol divreyim. V'chol divreyim. So in other words, that not mitami. Ikusi today, ikusis today is not mitami to Masnidi. We even mikule. So the Shach points out that the Mechaber Shite is not like the Shite Sarambam. Because the Shite Sarambam means that now, even mikule, kusim everything of God. Now the question is, so there is a machlokes v'sheinim on that question. Now, the question is, why, how can the Rambam say that because only means ga'akum, it means, even the kula the din of Nochi, how can the Chachomim be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael? Now we have a similar gemore in connection with the Aseres HaShvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim. Like this, it is mentioned by many that Aseres HaShvatim on the contrary are on a higher madrege. Tenas, I mean that they are tzaddikim gmurim. But from the Gemara, in Yevomes it appears that Aseres HaShvatim became completely assimilated with the goyim. Completely. That Shem Yisrael was even nishtaka on me. That it became completely assimilated. That the Shem Yisrael was nishtaka from them. Now, so that seems to contradict the assumption by many that the Aseres HaShvatim, I mean, were on higher madrege. But it's not, it does not refute that allegation that there were many from the Aseres HaShvatim on the contrary who were on higher madrege. Perhaps there were two types of Jews among the Aseres HaShvatim. There were Jews among the Aseres HaShvatim who became completely nitmok, assimilated with the Kehovim, and maybe there was a minority group, on the contrary, who were on a very high madrig. But anyway, many of the Aseres HaShvatim, the Gemara says that they became completely assimilated with the Kehovim. So at first, Rabasi said that if a Nochri will be Mikadesh, if it's Omar Abiyude, Omar Rabasi, after Zion of the days, Omar Abiyude, Omar Rabasi, if it's Kichobim Shekinish, Vizma Azeh, Chish, Shem Yidush, Shem Maaseres HaShvatim. So the Gemara has a Kashet, who are called the Boris, who are Boris. So in other words, if a Nakum is Mikadesh and Nisho, So we have to be chesish l'kedusha. Maybe that so-called akum is really from the Aseres HaShvatim, because the Aseres HaShvatim became assimilated with the Kehovim. So the Gemara, the Kashev, were called the Boris. So the Gemara says, "Biduch de dekvi." In the places where Tzarcherev settled them. In other words, that's beyond Sambatya. Vayinochim, v'chalach, v'chibo, na'agezen, Rorimodai, Khalar Zahalose, Khobo, Zuchadaye Bamin. It is known that there is in Ahar Sambatye and the Aseres HaShvatim, they settled there. And it is well known that in Ahar Sambatye. schupes roshi. Don schupes roshi. So Estra Vakime Mali Yomai. Why Shabbos different than any other day? So Rabakive answered on schupes roshi is sambati here. So Rashi says that Yeshno Agode, that Nahar Sambati, that the river across which Sancheire plays many of the Aseres HaShvoti, so a whole week it throws stones, and then on Shabbos it stops. So, if, I don't know whether this Gemara is to be understood literally or not. So, if it is to be interpreted literally, so then it should appear, on the contrary, that those Jews from the Aseres HaShvoti who settled beyond the Nahar Sambati in Aranihayamadrege or such tzaddikim, I mean, that on Shabbos everything rests, but from this Gemara in Yevamos it appears the other way. I mean, that's the difficulty. But maybe the Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not to be understood literally. I won't say discuss that, I mean, to me, yes. Excuse me, all right. All right, now, so from this Gemara it appears, on the contrary, the Aseres HaShvoti, at least many of them, became very assimilated. All right, so I don't know whether this Gemara in Chilek is to be understood literally, but whatever the Pshat in Gemara in Chilek is, here the Gemara, so Rabbasi said, that if Chovim Shekidish Ma'azech Ish Likdusha, Shem Aseres HaShvoti, so Gemara the Kashi were called the Poris, the Ruben Poris. So Gemara says, Viduchta the Kriya. In that places, beyond Sambatia, where they concentrated. So there, it's not even called the Poris. In other words, so it appears from this Gemara that not only in those days, I mean, that was over 2,000 years ago, I mean, it was 2,500 years ago when Sancheret. It's more than 2,500 years ago when Sancheret transported them beyond Sambatia. So even this man Chazal, so they seem to have concentrated in those places. So we took the Kri. Then the Gemara says that Ikeda Kamrite Kamidi Shmuel, in other words, the Halacha is not like Rabbah. Because loizoso mishom asher osum eidi kichovim gmurim shenema v'adishem bogdu kibonim zorim yolot. In other words, we don't have to be cheshish. Even if kichovim is mekadish and misho, even in those places where the Aseres HaShvotim concentrated. So, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe he's a descendant of Aseres HaShvotim and memele, so he's dushin. Because even if he is a descendant of the Aseres HaShvotim, so the Kedushin is no Kedushin. Because in view of the fact that they became completely assimilated with the Goyim, so the Mele, the Kedushin Yisroel is spoken. And the Gemara mentions the passage in Heisha. Hey, Badishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorim Yolom. So in other words, it appears from that passage that this passage has reference to the Aseres HaShvotim. But his reference to the Aseres HaShvotim, So now the question is: now this halacha, Badishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, does not imply just that he had the psul of Nako, because Yisroel Mumala Vizorah Shekidish Yisho, so the halacha is Mishum Kushim. Even a Mishumet Mamish will be Mikadish Yisho. A real Mishumet, he'll be Mikadish Yisho Yisraelis. She requires a gift of the rice. That's the Gemara. Yisroel Gemara Yivomis. Yisroel Mumer Shekideish, and it means not only Michal Shabbat Haresi or Mumer Abizore, even in Mishumet Shekideish, Kedusha Mishu. Why? Because Yisroel Akko Pishachot in Yisroel. He only has the Psul of an Akko. Not that the Kedusha Yisroel is spoken. Again, you'll hear from many, I mentioned it already, that in Michal Shabbat Haresi you cannot be Mitzar of Intermediate, and they'll mention a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, Enoch Nameh, According to Chacham Tzvi, in Chal Shabbat Farsi, he cannot be Nisar Tamiyan. But according to Chacham Tzvi, not only Chal Shabbat Farsi. Any Jew who is ever a Beres Farsi, if he's such a Rosh and a Baryan, who is ever a Beres Farsi, who will eat in a Trefa restaurant, be Farsi, so you cannot be Nisar Tamiyan. So you cannot. You cannot use that Chacham Tzvi as a mocker. Because even those who say that you cannot, even those rabbonim who say you cannot be mitzarev from chalshabe faresye to a minyan, but if somebody is an echon veli faresye, there will be mitzarev in a minyan. So we are not chichish for that chite of the chachamtzi. We are not chichish for the chachamtzi. So there is no reason as to why a chalshabe faresye should not be mitzarev in a minyan. And Rabbi Shem Feinstein has a tshuva that you can be mitzarev in a minyan. Why? Dovah poshut. The aloche of Ke'akmu Chodobo only implies that he has the psulim of an akum. We got his chitose, we got his pas, we got his yayu. Not that he cannot be mad of his shoes, not that he has a deed of a goy. And my father once forced a certain Jew many years ago. He was a European Jew, but because of Parnose, he kept his store open on Shabbos. But except for that, he was very unethical. I mean, to such a ridiculous extent that he was makbid every day to daven b'tzibur. But the store was open on Shabbos, and not only did he sell, but he wrote everything. But when he didn't interfere with his business, he did that. Every day he was makbid on Tfilah b'tzibur, and he was a kohen. So one Rosh Hashanah, so my father went over to him and said to him that he wants to wash his hands. Father is a lady. So he started to cry. He says, he can't. So he said, why can't you? My father said to him, why can't you? So, and people were standing. So he said that a certain rabbi, a well-known rabbi in New York, so told him that he cannot do it. He cannot do it. Why? Because he keeps his business open on Shabbos. So my father said to him, "You have to tshuva. You have to for making the store on Shabbos. Over duchen and daftia. Punkt via daftling tviyum. Dafta duchen." And there it turned out. I mean, that rov was a big lump. I mean, he wasn't a basic like one of the poskim today who just look up in the Mishneh Berurah and then they pass. He was a real big lump. He was a boki bishas. And that rov passed on the basis of the Mishneh Berurah, but my father didn't agree with the Mishneh Berurah's psak, because there is a special aloche. There is a special aloche that someone who was even a Mizore, he releases kap. But my father held that that's only aloche and a Mizore. There are two aviras that are many a person from Duchen. Abelizore and Shlichus Dom. Yideichem Dom Imrei. Vichisisha Eskapeichem. So Yideichem Dom Imrei. Only Abelizore and Shlichus Dom. But it has nothing to do with Mechal Shabbat Fares. Anyway, I mean, I'm just mentioning that because there are so many, you hear psak by everyone. Mechal, he's not Yishma Shabbos, you cannot be mitzarev with them. As if they knew Kol HaTereko. I mean, it has no basis. First of all, Rav Meshe Feinstein has a tshuva. And they'll mention the Chacham Tzvi, but according to the Chacham Tzvi says explicitly, not only Mechal Shabbat Fares, any Iver Averis Fares. So, but in Mechal Shabbat Fares, if he's Mekadish and Yishok, so of course, Yishok is Mishum Mubim. Even if he's a Mumar Abdizor, even if he's a Mishumet Mamish. And here the Gemara says, Valishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, so that his bushel is no bushel. So that's not the aloche that he has a din of an akum. That's a sashwatim. But the kedushas yisroel is poka. So the question is, how is the kedushas yisroel poka? So we could say it's a special zelsakos. The more mentions the posik, but the shem bogdu kibonim zorin yolod. And but in over hashuim lechadish dovo. So yilchazig miralo. So anything that the novi mentions is either has a basis in the posik of the Torah, Hamisha Chushetero, or it's a local Mishim Yisinat. So this is the posik. The Karaneiro says that the pshat. Now the question is this: what is that? What does the Gzeiras HaKosov imply? Does the Gzeiras HaKosov imply? So it can be interpreted, this Gemara, in two ways. Now the Be'er in Yevomis mentions a shittes again. Now that in Mishumet, if in Mishumet is in Kadosh and Isha, so Dushan Dushan. So he mentions a shittes again. Suppose a Mishumet got married to a Mishumet, and then after they both became Mishumodim, they had children. So those children that they had that were born after they converted themselves, not just in Chalshav Uchesia or even in Mara Mizore, but in Mishumet Mamash. So he mentions the shite of the game, that the Mishumet herself, or the Mishumet himself, he was in the Kaddish and Misho, so Kedushli states, Midrash, because Yisroel, Afal Pishachoto Yisroel. So Kedushli Yisroel is not proper. But if a Mishumet and a Mishumetes have children after the Shmat, after they converted themselves, and then one of the children will be Mekadish in Israelis, right, so the Kedushin will be no Kedushin. Why? Because of the Gemara in connection with Aseres HaShuah. So in other words, so how does it appear from this Tshuvas HaGeni that the Miri mentions in Yevomis, that the Gzeiras HaKosov does not apply just to Aseres HaShuah, but the Gzeiras HaKosov implies that anyone who was born after the Shem Yisroel was nishtak, there are a number of Jews who became so assimilated that no one even knows that they are Jews. No one even knows that they are Jews. Once there was a story in all the newspapers that Franklin Delano Roosevelt is really a Jew. He's a descendant of the Maranos, and there was a whole article, that his mother and his mother's mother, the mother's mother, so they were descendants of the Maranos in Spain. I don't know, it's probably not true. But even if it's true, so it doesn't, Franklin Delano Roosevelt did not have vicious Israel. Why? Because he was so nitmo, the family was so nitmo, benagoyim, that the Shem Yisroel was nishtaka, that we don't even know that he is Jewish. So Mele, even though Klap Ishmael is Galilee, that they are Jewish, so Mele, the Kedushas Yisroel was born. So, in respect to such Jews, it's certainly the Gzeiras HaKosov applies. But the Shittas HaGeni is that if someone was born after Shmat of the parents, so that means that the Shem Yisroel was already Nishtak. He was already born after this, even if we know that the parents are Mishimoni. So that means, since he was born to parents after they converted themselves, so that means that they became so assimilated, Kibbonim Zorim Yolam. In other words, they were born in without the Shem Yisroel being attributed to them. So the Melech, so according to the game, this Gzeiras HaKosov implies that if a Jew he was so assimilated that the Shem Yisroel was nishtaka, so the Gzeiras HaKosov is broken. That's one way of explaining it. Then the Karaneiro, Midraise, of course, it couldn't be Midrabonon. This is how it should be Pokam Midrabonon. Because it's Likure. The Gdushin is no Gdushin. The Chachomim can only be Machmir. The Chachomim cannot be Meikir against the Torah. The Chachomim can be Eikir, Bishem Al Taisi Midraise, but not the Kumasei. They cannot change the Dine HaTorah. The Chachomim. So that means Saloch HaDeraise, that if a Jew, he was so bigoted, Bakonish Bokhu, Piterose, that the Shem Yisroel was already nishtaka from him. So Mele, the Kedush Yisroel is broken. And that's the Rosh Hashanah, it appears from this Gemara, that the bulk of them, not Hashem Sholem all of them, that the bulk of them, of the Aseres HaShuah, or many of them, I shouldn't say the bulk of them, that a big number of the Aseres HaShvatim were so assimilated that the Shem Yisrael was Nishtakat, because we don't even know. I mean, who is a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim and who is not a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim? So Mila Yidush Yisrael is part. The Karelero Yivomes, he mentions another possible pshat in the Gemara, because the Lashon HaGemara is Loizozo Mishom Ad She Osu Melichom Yivomes Shenema HaKadoshen Vodun Kibirzul Tonim Zoni Vodun. So the question is, why did the Gemara formulate it that way? The Gemara should say Kam Vidi Kamadi Shmuel Oma Loike She Harei Melichom Yivomes Shenema HaKadoshen Vodun Kibirzul Tonim Zoni Vodun. Not like Havas. Why did he say Loizozo Mishom Ad She Osu? That implies, that has the connotation, there was a special takone by the Chachomim. And the Chachomim made the takone that the Jewish Israel should be poker. So, that's how it implies. But the question is, how can the Chachomim be mafti and Jewish Israel? The Chachomim can change the din haTorah. The all that the Chachomim can do is to be eikir, be sheva al taisi, don't know haTorah. But Chachomim cannot change the din haTorah. They can be mafti. But not make it against the Torah. So the pshat is, this Xeras HaKosu only implies that the Chachomim Hezekiah, the best Hezekiah, to be Mavikiah, the Kedushas Yisrael of Israel. The Chachomim do not Hezekiah to be Mavikiah, the Kedushas Yisrael of Israel Kosher, as Yisrael. But best Hezekiah, the Chachomim Hezekiah, to be Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael of a Jew who was baited by Hashem. So Mimele, a number of descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim were baited by Hashem. They became Yisrael Mumin. But that in itself was not Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael. So the Chachomim in the door, Be'ei Se'ador, the Gemara doesn't say which Bezin. So the Bezin of a certain door decided to be Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael. So in other words, Badishem Bogdu Kidlon in Zorilon. In other words, the Chachomim are Bikeach to be Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael. But only if the Chachomim utilize that Keach, they won't miss out. So Mele, according to that Pshat, so we can understand the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. We can understand the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah.
Why not Eim LaMikra?
What is that?
Big deal that they covered with the college.
What is that?
Eim LaMikra, I believe.
What?
From the Gemara Sukkah, when we were talking about Darshan B'Tchila, so we talked about Eim LaMikra on that pasuk. Bagda was bit that he covered over with the talis, so it would have that not abandoned, but Eim LaMikra that he covered Bagda Begdo.
No.
So it was a talking.
That's the pasuk in connection of Omer Priya. This is the pasuk in Asia. But Hashem Bogdo Kiponis only was in Latin.
Okay.
So in other words, according to the Karen Eiro, so the Xeras HaKosu of Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, so implies that best the Chachomim Mevikeach to be Mavikiyah, the Kedushas Yisrael, from Yisrael Mun, if Hashem Bogdu. But only if the Chachomim were Misakim. So Mele, we raise the question against the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. How can the Rambam say that the Kusim now have no vision of Yisrael in the Kule, they're not Mitamid Benidus, and they're not Mechuyev Mitzvahs, nothing? The answer is, because of the Takotim, also Mitach, but the question is, how can the Chachonim be Mechuyev Vision of Yisrael in the same way, according to the Keraniros Pshach, so the same way as the Chachomim in the door of the Aseres HaShvatim had the Keach to be Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael. Why? Because by the Shem Bogdu Kibizonim Zorim Yolodu, so the Chachomim Rabbani Rabbasi had the Keach to be Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael, but only if the Chachomim are Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael. But if the Chachomim are not Mavkiya Kedushas Yisrael, so then the Kedushas Yisrael is not one. Anyway, there is a machlokes l'shem in regard to kusim, where the kusim, the takone only implied with humre, that they have the psulim of the nachum, but not that the Kedushas Yisrael spoke out kule,
Oh, this is good. So the country in the Haber, so it's only that we hope that they have the Pesukim of an Akkad. Yisrael is not Bokka. So they have a deen like Yisrael Mumer. And Yisrael Mumer, even though we can I say they did not have a deen of Yisrael Mumer, because they are Pesukim, but so the Chachomim, what we say, they have a deen of Yisrael Mumer, they have all the Pesukim of an Akkad. It can have been that Rishu, Sishkiti, Dasu, and so on. But according to the Rambam, so here the Chachomim Muhammad, here the Jewish Israel, on what basis? On the basis of the Zerzakosu of Bar Shem Bogdu, Kipolim Zorniwal. Alright. Now, Himor, Gabzeira Barabas, Ikli Lepunti Kediyai, Asuili Kaimei, Beitzim Am Tzumokis Biyai. In other words, so they were served boiled eggs, and that was mixed with wine. Now, Rabzir and Yochav, the Rabbas and Yochav, because they were Ami Oretz, and Ami Oretz are shooting our mice race. Now, Yai, so they didn't eat because maybe they didn't take off mice race from the wine. They didn't take off mice race from wine, even though it wasn't a question of wine itself, it was a question of tarubes, because these eggs were mixed with wine, so it was an inyan of tarubes. Still, because of mine, so they refused to eat of that. Rabzeir lo yochal, the rabbaser, omar le, rabzeir le rabbaser yochai yishmau tarubes mai. After all, it's peres amoretz, but tarubes, not the end of the Paris Amoritz. Omalei lava da toya. So Rabasi said, I am Cheshit, but I just didn't think of it. I made a mistake. Omar Abzeire, Ef Shagoso at Arubes Mai, Umistai Yusef Rabasi, Limechal Yisure, Hashke the Hempel Shal Tzadikim in Akumbo, or maybe Takola Al Yodom, Tzadikim Atzmon Kosher. Zigat Mikosher. In other words, it's impossible. True, you made a mistake, you forgot. Forgot, person forgets. But tzaddikim, in a kodesh boruch hu, maybe they call out there. I mean, that is the same Gemara, the Gemara mentioned that they on the base. So there must be a good reason as to why you are able to make such a mistake. Because in other words, that al-Qudin you are allowed to eat tarumis mai. Because if al-Qudin you are not allowed to eat tarumis mai, so the hashkoche would have protected you against that fear. Against that fear. Not the Chabzeire. Dr. Asher, Chabzeire, delved into the Indian and they found something. In order to explain how is it possible that Rabase made such a mistake. Did not. Okay, Achyayim was his wish to have Oy, you see how it is. Kashini last men trini, Adoshi last men we see sin. Chayel, Mishum Mai, Vinzo Klema, Mishum Vadai. They not smoke with talking, with Nishin Tahu. So it's a mission. It's a mission. It's not a mission, a price. It's a deception. It's a price. Because we have to be here as Nabit now. We can't. Because it's not a mission. It's a price and a deception in mind. So the price in this thing might say is that if somebody buys wine from an Amoretz, Amoretz means one. Amoretz doesn't mean here someone who is ignorant to learn. It means someone who is not Zoya B'mitzvahs, who is choshev, a miser, I'm telling you. So if somebody buys wine from an Amoretz, but he doesn't intend to drink the wine there, to mix it with something else, or it will losses with hamuyes as halutes, or kashin lasim and trim, adoshim lasis novisisim, is hired, we should buy, we talk in we should buy. In other words, even though he doesn't expect to need the bearing of the payers, only tahubes, so what could argue, since with the rice, Piris Amoretz, Piris Yubaitan Amoretz, you don't have to be Maizia. Because Riva Amoretz, Measfe, even the Amoretz were not Zoya B'mitzvahs.
So our mice. So it's only immutable organs who are not mice and who eat them. So mimel midraise we call pasarot. So the only chiyuv to be mice appears that you buy from Amoretz is only the Rabbanon. Maybe the chiyuv is only when you intend to eat the peres bien, but when your intention is to eat the tarubes of that peres with something else, maybe that the Rabbanon doesn't apply. So the price tells us that even in the case where you intend to eat the tarubes of the peres, you are also mechuyev to the maaser. But ve'in atzmo mutar mipnei she'in tarubes. But suppose you buy tarubes or from the tarubes of peres with something else from the moretz, then you don't have to be maaser. So that was the reason as to why Rav Asser was able to make a mistake, because if it had been also al-Bedin, so then the Hashgacha would have protected him against this Mikshul Machoz Ashoz. I mean, cases points out that HaKadosh Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch made the Koran day and does not apply to all his soul, because we find the Tzadik Tanoim who are Mechal Shabbat B'Sheni, that Shmuel Ben Elisha was did the Melochet B'Sheni, he forgot, he was hit up, so he wrote in his Pinkes, because if he wanted to be he will have to bring Chatos. So Teisa says, only in the Averes of Machos Asures. So that is in HaKadosh Baruch Milut HaKoronim. But here was Machos Asures. So that was the reason as why he was Nichshol. Because it wasn't the Nichshol. It wasn't really Nichshol, because Al-Pidin, there is a... So now Gimor has the Kashi, because of Al-Tahubes, Mai, Matanye, Hanesi, Shrempe, Yisro, Lefeins, וגדירו מבשר, אינכי שישוסייה מתאב נשפו, לא עם משם שביז ולא עם משם מייסר. So, if a person, a chomer, who is Zoya Benitzes, gives a dog to his neighbor woman to bake it into pass, or he gives her certain food in a pot to cook it to a nation's amoretz, he gives that to cook, so it doesn't have to be chishish. Maybe this neighboring woman put in certain spices or yeast that is there. It doesn't have to be chishish. And it doesn't have to be chishish if it's shtas ashviz. Maybe this ish is amoretz. It put in spices of shviz or yeast of shviz. It doesn't have to be chishish. So loy mishim shviz, loy mishim shviz. ואם אומר לו, עשי משלחי, חי שיש ניסי ויתר משפו, משם שביס ומשם מייסר. So if he just gives a dog to a woman, and he doesn't tell her, you can put in your own spices, you can put in your own yeast, then he doesn't have to be chishish, because true, she's an anxious amoretz, and she's not really, she's chshuda on shviz, she's chshuda on mayseya, but she's not chshuda to act in an unethical way, but not mechaveret, because after all, she has no right apart from the Yisashvili's or Yisamayisya. She has no right to put in something of her own when he gave her a pot with certain things. So that means he wants her to cook it the way it is. He wants her to bake it the way it is. Not that she should put in extra things. So, but suppose he gave her permission. He said, Asili Mishalachi, you put in your own ingredients, so then he's not allowed to partake of it, because maybe she put in spices of shviz, if it's not a shviz. Maybe she put in spices that is terrible, of which maaser was not taken off, or yeast. So, but the question is, after all, he did give her dough, he did give her food in the pot, but he told her she can put in certain ingredients, she can put in certain additives, so that will be tarubes. So even if she will put in certain additives, so it will not be my bien, it will be only tarubes bien, and still it is also. So we see from this brayse, we see that not only my Ben is Osir, but even Tahub is my Osir. So that is in conflict with the price of our Keach Yayin Osir Tzachamuyes, that it says that Tahub is my, is not Osir. So the Gemara gives a Peresh and also. In view of the fact that he gave her permission. So then, whatever she does is considered as if he did it. Because here, she's putting in, she might put in something as a flavor, something that is a flavoring agent. So that's more than that. So it's considered like the bed. So that's why it's awesome. Now, he more has a kashe, as here, so the only kashe is, maybe she put in serikavli. But otherwise, we're not afraid. Why? Because he said, asili mishalachi. But if he didn't say asili mishalachi, and he gave her a pot with spices, so that he can eat it without taking of spices. But why should it be changed? Maybe she switched it with something else. Even though he gave her a pot with spices, maybe she took out of the spices and she put in other spices. And the other spices are terrible. So, but now, So in other words, if someone has a mother-in-law who is an Ishes Amoritz, who is not zero b'mitzvahs, and he is a chomer, but a mother-in-law is an Ishes Amoritz, so if he gives the mother-in-law certain things, and he gives her a pot with food, and the mother-in-law cooks it, so before he gives the pot to the mother-in-law to cook it, so he has to take off mices. And then, when the mother-in-law serves him the food, allegedly, out of the food in the pot that she was given by her son-in-law, so again he has to take off mices. Why? Because we are chinchish. Maybe, let's say, there were certain parents in that pot, and that Peres, she felt, the mother-in-law felt that it wasn't good, so she took it out, and she's going to use it herself, and she replaced it with other Peres, with other spices, with other spices that are better. So Memele, he has to take off my stress before he gives her the pot with the food. Because maybe she'll take out, let's say, the flour from that pot, or from that pot, and she'll eat it herself. So then the son-in-law will be marshal, the mother-in-law, with the Nisar Tevot. With the Nisar Tevot, if he doesn't take off maizres. And then he has to take off maizres of the final product that the mother-in-law serves him. Because maybe it's not the same peres that he gave her. So even though he took off my stress from the parents he gave her, but she took it out. And she is eating those parents. And now she put in other parents that are terrible. So how can he eat it? So he'll be here. So look how Rashi explains. Mipni shechshudo, ha'mchalev sam iskalti, in iskalti la'alechem, machlifose, yukach ma'isir ha'shu neizimo, imich lefele, so yuchover zeh neizim lefaneo mirshu, ve'shu neizim lefaneo, shemo yichlifo, al memich lefaneo. So the Gemara says, "Hotam ki tiny tiny." Omer Rabbeinu, "Reitzi hi bitachon es bito ubein shom echasot." It's not that we are chishing and ambitious and worried in doing something that is consciously not right. On the contrary, we appreciate her that out of devotion to the son-in-law of the Talmud Chochem. The son-in-law of the Talmud Chochem, and in order to get the appreciation of the son-in-law's wife, her daughter, so she doesn't want the son-in-law to eat something that is not very good. some. Maybe if she thinks that that let's say the pears in the pot are not so good, are not of the best quality, so she will take out those pears that according to her opinion are of inferior quality, and she'll eat it herself, and she'll replace it with good pears that are of superior quality. So it's only because of the son-in-law, the Chaver, that's why Arach Hashish. But, so she has an extra motive to do something that Al Kedin might be a mitzvah. Mashenke, if it's not his son-in-law, so she has no motive, you know, to switch it around. Why should she take out the inferior parents and replace it with superior parents? They think they're going to beat the ovation of Hassan. So only vis-a-vis somewhere over, so we are hechish, because we feel that this Eishes Amoret has such an excessive devotion to the son-in-law, the Talmid Chochem, that because of that, out of devotion to the son-in-law, the Talmid Chochem, she might do something that would be a mikhra of me. But vis-a-vis a stranger, not his son-in-law, we are not hechish. Maybe she will be machri. Maybe she'll do something wrong. But now, amazing, we put doke shalei, maizir ashu neizelo, veshu neizelo men, mipnei shachashudo, amazing, we put doke shalei, misakri iso deo, mipnei shachashudo machlepes, vohochel elab metevoi, di ishnochi, uvismeches maizim nirlo, lukaton hamiskautel, alma lakezo, chashudo, Alma Lagezo Hashudo, so Timore says, Hosom Name, Miri Vamre, Barbe Rav Lechel Chmime, Vanan Echel Clear. In other words, so Rashi explains it, Hosom Name, Miri Hosom Name Litevo Yisraveles, Vihodo Litono, Hamiskautel, Mishum Dafila Indiskautel, Name, in Mitzvan and Alechem, Kinem Shochli Machlefes Way, the Miri Horoel Atzmo, Litevo Yisraveles, so there is no spirit between this mission of Anesim and Pundakis and the price in Tisefte, Halikiach Yayim Mosim Sechamuyes. So only if he authorized her to put in her own ingredients. Otherwise, we are not Cheshis, maybe she put in her own ingredients. Because, in the case of Anesim and Pundakis, so in other words, she is the Eishes Amoretz, is the hostess of the Talmud Chochem, who stays in her house, so she wants, she might be extra generous and noble to the Talmud Chochem who stays in her house. So Mimele, out of excessive devotion and respect to the Talmud Chochem, we are Hitchish, maybe she will be married. So it's not out of an ulterior motive, on the contrary, out of devotion to the Talmud Chochem. Masheinke, Nisin Lishchinote, Eimu Lochesholof. So then, she has no reason to go out of her way to do something extra. Just a neighbor. Oh, but in the case where someone stays, so she wants to show that she's very hospitable. You know, every person likes to show that he's hospitable. Masheinke, Nisin Lishchinote. So she has no motive to show that she is hospitable. So then we are chesish. Then we are not chesish. Here we are chesish not because we consider her bad, wicked. On the contrary, with Balisul Pundokis, we are chesish because we consider her kind and generous. But she's ignorant. She's an Eishes Amoretz. So out of kindness and generosity towards the Chover, who stays in a house, she might do something that will be a mitzvah to us. But when there is no possible motive of being extra generous, so then we are not chesish that she will be machlit. Avon eis lishchanos e'im olochish olo gloi b'chalefes et mitevo sharin sopo chole otom kach sanoi olo ra nabe lichshid agez. Now this is how Rashi explains the Gemara. But Tesis explains it differently. Now the first Tesis here, and the volume Tesis. Hosaname meir yivoma barbi rav lichuch mime vano yichuch kriere. Pili bekumtres meir yivoma set ala atzum. Tiva nis chavenes.
Barbi Rabbi, ich mache mir meine Chuse, wenn er losche Maschma geht. Die Melie Maschma, die mir lehrt mir hätte, lehrt mich allein, mit mir die Barmere, tue mit diese Kochen. Wo ich nahm Maslissen, Maser, als ich es Meser, welche Leitungen, das ist schulische Machleffes, da geht sie immer hin und nach Ruhin und Ramoi. So, so, in other words, so we see that we are changed, the Ishes Amoretz, that she does something that is consciously not the right way. According to Rashi, so the Gemara is saying, on the contrary, we are only Chichi and Amoretz, or Ishes Amoretz, to do something that is out of being wrong, but out of ignorance, she is trying to do something very noble. But the Roshim there is, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipni Shechshudo Shemechalefes, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ine Rinon Lachoyim Ramoyim. So in other words, Umforish Rabbi Menachem, the Bitmir Koma, Bar Birab Leich Lachmime, Vano Yech Ufire, Vani Torachti Bishvile, Avo Gab Shchinose, Ein Mochish Lechim, Avo Kishe Terachas Bishvile, Yidera Shreinim Sheteichim Zeh Bishvile. In other words, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, Bar Birab Leich Lachmime, Vano Yech Ufire, is Benechus, in an affirmative sense. In other words, the Ishes Amoretz, we are assuming that the Ishes Amoretz is so generous towards the Tomtochen who stays in her house that she is ready to take out that which is seemingly inferior of inferior quality and replace it with that which is relatively of superior quality. According to Tesis Pshat, Yogadu-Ela, in other words, according to Rashi, so the Gemara is paying a tribute to the Ishes Amoretz and has such confidence in the Ishes Amoretz. According to the Israelis, it's the other way around. It's to be understood, bit meal. In other words, bit meal command. Bar Rab Reicho Chamine Vano Echo Chire Vani Terach Bishvilei. Avol Gav Shchenose Emochus Lechiyuv. Avol Pishe Terachas Bishvilei. Aber die Gerade Schuhe, die derer Schreinim, die Teichim, sie beschwill sie. Das will sie. So how does Teitzles explain it? Teitzles explain it, not what it is. It's true. And Ishes Amoretz, not that we have such a high opinion of her, that only out of generosity she might do something that our Bedin is a mirchum. No, and Ishes Amoretz is not so low. She's not so low. But she is not suspected of Xayla just like that. Mm-hmm. Only when she rationalizes. In other words, there is a difference. There is a difference between Gezel, outright Gezel, that common sense, even of an ignorant person, dictates that it's Gezel, and Gezel, which Al-Kadid is Gezel, but according to the common sense of an ignorant person, one who is not even more, nothing wrong in it. You know, ignorant people, not that ignorant people. So they'll find many times, and I met many people, very educated people, and you could say that they are ethical people too. They are not observant, they are not generally interested, but as secular people, they are ethical people, and many times I see they do things that are real negative, real zero. I mean, I don't want to mention that unfortunately you find that the same thing is done by the Torah too. I don't want to mention. But it's a terrible thing. You find many people, they want to make a long distance call, so they resort to all kinds of tricks to make a long distance call to California, I mean, any place, and not pay attention. They'll make up, you know, at a certain name, and they'll make a person-to-person call, you know, to that name. They know that person is not there, and then another person will answer. That's real name. We discussed it in Sukkot 2, what Tesis says, והוא מה לא אומר, אני לא אמצא, כי כוסוב אבישים מסגר ולדן. So we mentioned the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Tesis,